When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, well, before we get into the movies here, I am told on good authority, should be Fred, that Paul Hall, who's going to talk movies here and streaming shows, is colorblind. Is this true? You're colorblind?
I'm colorblind, or I guess they technically defined it as color deficient, because there's different colors I can't tell very easily the difference between, like blue and purple, red and orange, sometimes red and green or red and yellow. So, like traffic lights, I look for position more than I look for actually the colors. Or if a red emergency vehicle or a yellow light emergency or yellow light vehicle is approaching, I have to really pay attention before I can figure things out. So, something I've had all my life, and people always. I had the best question, Mark, as a hunter in the past. I had a former hunter come up to me and go, put his blaze orange jacket on and goes, what color is this? I said, it's orange.
And he's like, red?
How do you know? I said, I don't know. I just do. You know, it's like, so it's an interesting thing that I deal with every day.
I didn't know that. All right, let's talk movies.
And I am a picky eater, so I take the whole survey and it doesn't count for me.
I guess so. All right, let's go to the movies here. Big opening this weekend.
You don't remember me, but we used to know each other. Something bad was going to happen, and the only way to stop it was to make everyone forget about me. Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man. And sometimes Spider-Man has to do the hard thing, even if it breaks Peter Parker's heart.
Nice flowers.
Oh, they're a housewarming gift.
I'm MJ.
I'm just a neighbor from across the hall.
Friendly neighbor.
All right, Spider-Man Brand New Day. Ethan's in here. He's seen it. I've seen this one, Paul, so we can believe it or not, I went to a screening the other morning. How about that?
Then I let you kick it off. I'm going to throw it to you right away because, you know, this is your old gig. Let me have your view.
Okay. I love Tom Holland in this role. I've thought that this is a very strong series of Spider-Man, and it's not like it's the biggest thing in my life. I really like the Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movies, I think are outstanding. Sure. So it's 2.5 hours long. I just thought it meandered. I thought it was highly average. I thought it was boring at the end. These stories are always the same. I do like Tom Holland. I don't know. I'm an outlier here, Paul, because I think Ethan's going to tell you he really liked it. My daughter, it's interesting. My daughter and my son went with me. We kind of agreed. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think it's, adequate, if you will. I think it should have been shortened up. And here's one thing I will say. Ethan, we didn't talk about this, but please, for the love of God, if you go to this movie, do not waste your time through the credits, because the end credit thing, it's not even a scene. It's just stupid. Do you at least agree with me on that, Ethan?
It's a long wait for something very short. I think it will end up playing. I think there will be significance to it as time goes on.
We'll see.
But I can understand why if you're not really into the MCU, if you would just be like, what's the point of that?
But you liked it a lot, right?
I thought it was pretty well done. I think all four of these movies have been well done. I don't know if there's one necessarily that stands out to me right now as like being by far better than the other ones.
And I thought the first one
this kept on track with
that. I love the first one because I love Tom Holland, and I really I like him as Spider-Man, so I think
he's
really good.
It was kind of his coming out party, too.
It was. Okay, Paul, so your take on this.
All right, so here's the deal. For those of you who have not seen the other Spider-Man movies, the first question I had leaving the movie was to someone I knew who hadn't seen the last Spider-Man movie,
okay.
Could they pick it up? And yes, that person had no problem picking it up. Although they're not overt with like flashback sequences or whatever, it was very easy to pick up that everybody has forgotten who Peter Parker is, including MJ and his best friends. And now he's got to reinvent himself in a new world. However, they don't play that any more than just simply that they don't know who he is. They don't give that a little bit more run, which I wish they would have from that perspective. I will agree 100%. It's a touch too long. They could have chopped out, you know, 30 minutes of the middle and probably made a stronger movie here and brought it together as a tight, cohesive film. That said, I love Tom Holland here. I think he works. Every time he's on screen, he works. I like Sadie Sink, who comes along as a new character here.
Yeah, let me talk about her a little bit. Sue, you know who she is, believe it or not.
How?
She was in Stranger Things. She's Max in Stranger
Things.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
And
okay.
It took me a while to realize that that's who this was in this film. Now, the thing about it is, and I did like her quite a bit, but I'm confused because she's Jean Grey, and I know Famke Janssen is Jean Grey. So this is going to play into the future Marvel universe with the X-Men, right? I'm guessing.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing that I like the most about this. This is playing forward. It's not necessarily here to make this all-encompassing where Spider-Man ends. This is playing forward as we're going to get mutants involved a lot more in the Marvel Universe. We're going to get things like, you know, Charles Xavier and others involved as we go forward. You're seeing her character, Sadie Sink, at a very young age. As she comes forward,
as Jean
those
Grey.
Of you who know how it progresses, you know what she's like as an adult going forward. I like that aspect. The scene after the credits, it's getting all kinds of back and forth online as far as who or what it entails and where it's really going. It's a very simple scene. As I would agree with you on that, Mark, but I think there's more significance there than meets the eye.
So one of the things that confused me about this, I love Michael Mandel. He was a great character in Better Call Saul, and he plays Scorpion in this, and he's in it a couple scenes and then just kind of goes away. So I didn't understand why that character didn't have a bigger role. You get the Hulk back with Mark Ruffalo here for a little while. Look, this is going to make a gazillion dollars at the box office. I think that the fans are going to come out in force. Again, I didn't hate this movie. I'm just shocked that I've heard some people say it's the best of all four, and I don't think I could go that far in any way, shape, or form.
You know, I was going through what came out so far this summer, and I would put this in the top three best films this summer.
Wow.
Released.
By the way, I'm seeing The Odyssey tomorrow, so I'm finally going to see it tomorrow
Sunday.
Afternoon.
Yeah, on Sunday.
So we'll talk about it Monday, Ethan.
That's the one I would put above it.
Okay, what else you got here, recommendations, streaming or otherwise, as we head into the weekend?
Let's jump over. I heard you talking before, you know, about the Smashing Pumpkins and what they did. I'm going to jump over to that before I get back to Murder Central. You know, we have that as well on the agenda. But the Smashing Pumpkins are on tonight. If you have Hulu, those Lollapalooza concerts, Mark, you can watch them live
stream.
On your Hulu stream.
And I've done that before. It's fun.
So tonight, Smashing Pumpkins is the headliner on one of the stages, Charlie XCX on the other one. K-pop superstar Jenny tomorrow, and Olivia Dean, and then Tate McRae and the XX on Sunday. And those are all free with your Hulu subscription. It's one of the cool benefits for folks who pay for a streaming service to get over and see these cool concerts and see what they're like.
You had me at Tate McRae. I'm just going to turn the volume down on that one, but you had me at Tate McRae.
Let's go to The Murder.
Talented, of course.
She's very talented.
Yes.
Okay, The Murders.
Idaho Murders. We remember this, right?
We talked about it. You know, so we were out last night, our colleague, you know, Jane Duker, who had to leave because she's working for the Attorney General now, but she has started this. And, you know, Sue and I would kind of agree. We have a fascination with this. Paul Morrow, who is one of the experts at Fox, was chiming in earlier this week. So it's going to be hard for me not to watch this just because I have this curiosity with true crime stuff. So have you seen any of it?
I've seen the whole thing,
okay.
And it's all of them are up right now on Netflix for you to take a look. Now, they're calling this the most definitive retelling or tale with this whole case that there's ever been. I don't know if I would go that far. I like the way it's put together from a storytelling perspective. The first episode deals with pre as everything's going down, pre as you get to searching for who did it. Second episode is more of the who did it and dealing with that aspect of things. And the third episode deals with the trial and the aftermath and the people involved. And there's some interesting things along the way, but I don't think there's a whole lot of revelations here for those of you who have followed this case, because this case has obviously been all over the news since it happened.
Well, that was one of the questions I had for Jane, and she did feel like we learned some new things, because
we
followed this so closely, Sue. That's what I'm wondering, if we were going to say, okay,
right.
we knew that, right?
See, and that would be a disappointment.
Right. But how many episodes?
What I like
three?
Here is, yeah, there's only three episodes. They're about 45 minutes apiece. What I do like about what they have here is the emotional effect on the kids. And the kids around them, not just the people that lived with them, but the people that went to a class with them, the people that lived down the street, and how certain things evolved. I think it tells a really interesting story, especially in episode one, as you deal with the kind of learning that had happened, some of the missteps that happened. Like, for instance, the kids that are sitting right outside waiting for the police to tell them something, hear about the fact that there's been murders that have taken place by the university who tweeted it out before they heard about it from the people standing right there. It's kind of interesting from that perspective on what happens during, you know, these spur of the moment, flash moment things that go on to go down.
Okay, quickly, don't have a lot of time. Anything else you want to recommend this weekend?
That's the extent of it for me for this weekend. Go back and check out. There's a couple, you know, Lucky's still going on. Cape Fear has just got to the ending. Hopefully that was good for all of you. So there's all those things that are kind of hanging out there, as well as some of the big theatricals are showing up on streaming services. So if you didn't get a chance to see the Super Mario movie and others, those are out there.
I am on the final episode, the finale of Hawk, the Will Ferrell show, which is, I'll use the word I used before with Spider-Man. It's adequate. It's okay. I mean, it does make me laugh occasionally, but it's really dumb. But I guess that's Will Ferrell, but I'm going to finish it probably tonight. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
Colorblind Paul. That's what we're going to call you from now on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.